Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for each life path number for the full moon that's going to be occurring on May 23rd, 2024. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general forecast. If you're interested in learning more about your own personal numerology, your forecasts, or anything to do with the energies that you signed up for in this lifetime, I would love to take a look. I'd love to work with you. You can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's take a look. Life path 22-4. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 31-4 at this illumination. So ultimately your own energy of the 4, but then you have the influencing energy of the 31. So this is a high energy period, or can be, where you, if you can stay focused and, you know, really overcome any self-doubt or self-defeating thoughts or any irrational fear, this can be a time where you can really accomplish a lot and really showcase your skills and get yourself out there and make a name for yourself and all of those things. But it can also be about relationships as well, or any area of your life that sort of needs your focus and your attention at this time, and to overcome any of those sort of barriers that you, that any barriers that may be self-imposed. This is going to be a great time to kind of overcome those and to see the rewards of that. So this is such a high energy period where, again, if you put your mind to it, you will accomplish it. Like, you will get it done. If there's an area of your life where you've been procrastinating or putting things off, this is a time where it's like, pick it back up, take care of it, get it off your plate, and focus on the things that, you know, that you want to be focusing on. You could see some competition come up around this time. So I would say be really mindful about engaging in any kind of unhealthy competitive, you know, areas where someone might be coming in and, you know, I don't know, trying to ruffle your feathers, or maybe whatever it may be. But there's some level of, like, there's this competitive energy afoot with this full moon. You know, healthy competition, go for it. If you enjoy it and it's in good nature and everybody's getting something good out of it, great. It's beautiful. But the competition where it's like you're comparing yourself to others, or you are, or others are, you know, competing against you, it's like, remember that you can choose how you engage. If it's not serving you and it's not serving the relationship and it's not serving the dynamic, then disengage. You know, it doesn't mean you have to, like, block the person or, you know, be cruel to the person or whatever. It just means you don't have to engage in something that is not serving you or the highest good of all involved. So be mindful of competition. And I would also take that back to any area where you catch yourself, again, comparing yourself to another. You need to sort of nip that in the bud, because, you know, you are a 22-4, a master builder, or meant to be in this lifetime. So what you're building is meant to be unique for you. It's comparable. It's not something you can look at other people and say, oh, well, they're doing it this way, or they're doing it better, or they have better numbers, or they have whatever. This is not a lifetime for that, although it can be very tempting because of the energy, right? But this is not a lifetime for that. This is a lifetime for you to continue to come back to yourself, to your own, you know, ingenuity, to whatever it is, your greater vision, and whatever it is that you are meant to share with the world and put out there. And there's really no gauge for that. You're not able to kind of look at a manual and be like, oh, this is, you know, if I hit this, that means I'm successful in this area. If I'm here, then that means I'm not. You know, there's not really anything for that for a 22-4. It's really about, you're sort of setting the bar, you know what I mean? For yourself. So I would just say, really be mindful of competition at this time, however it comes in for you. Because anytime competition comes in, whether it's us putting ourselves in that situation, or others kind of trying to entice us into that situation, it's not serving anyone, and it's certainly not serving you. So I would say that's really your key word for this full moon, is competition. And just even competition with yourself, right? It's just be really mindful of what's, you know, anything that's having sort of a negative effect and really ultimately holding you back just needs to go at this time, at this full moon. And of course, it's something that, because it's just the way society's set up and the way that we're sort of conditioned, is to compete with others, is to compare. So it's not something where it's like one and done. It's going to be that thing where, you know, it's going to keep coming in for you, and you just have to find ways to manage it and not let it get the best of you, especially as a 22-4. I would say that to anybody, but especially for a 22-4. You could see some obstacles come in, but that's nothing that you're not used to as a 22-4. But you could see some obstacles come in that just need your attention and, you know, are again just trying to show you what you're capable of. You're capable of either overcoming those obstacles or working with them. So it's not about feeling defeated. It's about figuring out how can I either overcome this or work with it. Or also it could be showing you where your limitations are that you need to call in reinforcements. Call in people who can help you to achieve whatever it is you're trying to achieve, that have the strength where you may have weaknesses. Legal dealings, settlements could come in at this time. So if you've been moving through some kind of legal dealing, you could see some kind of settlement come in at this time that gives you some kind of relief, whether it's just closure or, you know, and able to move on, or if there's some kind of settlement that actually, you know, assist you in some way. I would definitely say be or remain as level-headed as possible at this time, but also open-minded. So for you all, it's going to be really important to stay grounded, keep your, you know, feet on the ground and level, but also keep your head in the sky. So, you know, really really merge those energies of, you know, the more ethereal side of yourself, the intuitive side, the very like follow your gut type of thing, but also stay very like level-headed and grounded. And if you can kind of do that, you will reap the rewards of this vibration for sure. And you'll be able to see more clearly what's needed in order to overcome those obstacles or to sort of, you know, overcome that competitive nature or whatever it may be. So beautiful energies. I hope it's a great one. Take care, 22s. Bye for now.